Hello and welcome to the Built to Scale podcast, a podcast from Sattva where we explore the stories, the systems, the turning points behind businesses that are built to last. I'm your host, Maggie Olson, and each week I interview and talk with entrepreneurs, founders, and industry experts to uncover what it really takes to grow a business without losing yourself in the process. Because scaling isn't always about working harder or adding more tools. A lot of the time, it's about building the right systems, making intentional decisions, and creating a business that really supports the life you're trying to build. So let's go ahead and get started. Hello and welcome back to the Built to Scale podcast. My name is Maggie. I am your host. I'm the director of operations here at Sattva.io. I'm also a business mentor and a 20 plus year veteran entrepreneur. I've been in business for a while, and I just want to say, if you've ever found yourself thinking, my business shouldn't feel this hard, or why does business feel so hard? You're in the right place. So here on the podcast, we talk all about systems, leadership, sales, marketing, and decisions that will help you, the entrepreneur, build a business or businesses that can really grow without depending on you for everything. So scaling isn't about doing more. It's about building things better. So if you ever asked yourself the question, how do you know when your business has outgrown you? Now, this is a big question to ask, and I think it can be a scary question for most people. I know for me, it has been a scary question because I have outgrown some of my businesses, and they have outgrown me, my businesses. So most founders or, you know, CEOs, creator of the business, tend to think, no one can do things like me. Now, I have absolutely gotten stuck in that trap, I can't trust anyone else to do it, so I'm just going to take on all the things. And this is a lot of the time where burnout and being busy in your business tend to come in. Now, is it true that no one can do things just like you? Yes, sometimes that is true. And more than one thing can be true at once. It can also be the reason why your business stops growing. So if you feel like you're in this season of, oh my gosh, why won't my business grow? Oh my gosh, I just need more marketing, more leads, more, but it's not doing the things that you want. We're going to talk a little bit about this in today's podcast. So I've tried to do everything. Now, I have built and grown 3 separate businesses. So if we think about photography, my first business. Okay. So photography isn't just taking the photos. There's a lot more that, goes into it. It's editing, it's scheduling, it's emails, it's delivering, it's, you know, so many different things. And I think we can forget that, it's more than just the act of taking the photos. Even for yoga, when I was a teacher, and I'll say quote unquote, just a teacher before I bought the studio, my job essentially was to show up and teach class, but it was more than that. I needed to plan the class. I needed to, and I wanted to bring people into my class. I wanted more people to come. You know, I was constantly inviting people to come to class with me. And, you know, when I took over ownership of the yoga studio, that amplified. Now I wasn't just in charge of my classes. I was in charge of everyone's classes. And for the yoga studio specifically, when I created the yoga teacher training, which again is another level of things to do, I knew I wanted to teach my teachers how to bring people into their classes because that matters to me. I can talk all day long about people coming to class, and those people are going to come to my classes. So my students didn't necessarily see an uptick in people coming to their classes because they weren't the ones inviting them. So, you know, what I taught them was lead generation, how to have a conversation. It's why I'm so passionate about conversations, really. The yoga teacher training that I created and even just owning the yoga studio in general really shined a light for me in showing me that not a lot of people know how to have a conversation to bring the other person to the answer of, you know, joining them for that thing that they want. So, okay, we've got photography, we've got yoga. And now what about coaching and all the things I do today? Because I don't own the yoga studio anymore, right? I closed that. Now, in the beginning, let's just put a pin in this, because in the beginning of the episode, I talked about, you know, sometimes you outgrow, like what happens if you outgrow your business? I definitely outgrew the yoga studio. It got to a point, and I mean, it was COVID, so it was like weird times, right? But I also, during the shutdown and navigating all of that, really showed me that I was outgrowing the business, that I was no longer satisfied with what I was doing. So, you know, I chose to exit. Now, I didn't have an exit plan. And maybe that's something for a future episode, talking about exit plans, because I think even though Sattva and this podcast is, you know, it's called Built to Scale, but what happens when you get to the end? What happens to that point where you're like, okay, I'm done. I want to retire. I don't want this business anymore. I need an out. What happens then? Because that is also something that I don't see anyone talking about. And I think a lot of people just close their business and, you know, fade away instead of letting the legacy live on. So, okay, let's come back to it. So when we think about having to do everything in the business, now, like I said, photography, it's more than just taking the photos. It's editing, it's scheduling, it's emailing, it's delivery. It's all of that. Now, that is a pretty much a one-person job. I have hired photo editors in the past. They have been amazing. They've been great. As my photo business grew, as my other businesses grew, I pulled back on the amount of sessions. So I no longer needed someone to edit the photos, which the photo business now today in 2026, as I'm recording this, that business really runs itself. And I have really gotten that to a place where it is finessed in a way that it's like takes me the minimum amount of time, which is great. And I love that. I want all of my businesses to emulate that. So let's look at yoga. Now, I still teach yoga a couple classes a week. I do not own a yoga studio anymore. But when I did, this was where I really saw how much having more people can help. And having multiple people doing different jobs can really help, and how I needed to keep my fingers out of things, but also to share the workload. Like, that's where I really saw this come through. And I think that is something that I hear a lot of entrepreneurs saying to me, like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to share the workload. I don't know what to share. Or they bring on a VA and they're, you know, having the VA do the tasks, but they're not really leaning into trusting that the VA is following through. Or maybe they don't know what kind of instructions to give the VA. This is a very, very common thing that I see happening. And, you know, I think along the lines, right, when we think about all the things that I've done, so photography, yoga, coaching, with Sattva, I build websites, I do sales, you know, I do human design readings sometimes. What I realized in all of this, I wasn't building a business, I was building a job, right? I was building something to keep me busy. And that's not what I wanted. So, you know, over the course of the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, I've been really working hard to refine, what do I want to do for fun? What do I want to do for work, job, business, entrepreneur, right? Like, I know all of that stuff is going to ebb and flow. And when things start feeling heavy, when they start feeling like a job, that's when I know, okay, I need to reevaluate some things that I'm doing. Because for me, and when I look at my human design, now I know this podcast isn't about human design, but when I look at that, and even if you're not into human design, you're like, what is that? If you're not having fun in your business, chances are you're either doing too much or you're doing things that are just not aligned for your energy. And it's really important to keep that like childlike play, that excitement in your business, whether you are into the woo, the human design or not. Keeping creativity fun, that thing that you started that business for, that spark, it's so important to keep that in there. If it's not bringing you joy, just like Marie Kondo says, right? If it's not sparking joy, you need to either let it go, let someone else handle it, or you need to set it down. Now, I understand that depending on where you're at in business can sometimes dictate some of this, but I will also say you can run a coaching business, a photography business, a yoga studio on very minimal softwares and things, right? You don't need all of the crazy, like fancy things. You can be very streamlined. And if you're not, this is where you often become the bottleneck. And you know, if you're wondering, am I the bottleneck in my business? I would love for you to answer some of these questions as I'm saying them. Are you answering every question? Are you approving every decision? Does everything stand still if you don't or aren't checking the box? Does your calendar control your income? Are you exhausted? Do you feel like you want to grow, but it's slower than a turtle, right? Or molasses in winter? Those are all signs that you are likely the bottleneck in your business. Now, I'm sure you might also be thinking, oh my gosh, hi, it's me. I'm the problem. But you know, something that you can start to do is write down everything that only you can do in your business, and everything else can be delegated. Now, why should you write down everything that only you can do? Because those are going to be the things that you keep, and everything else then becomes something you can delegate. But something that a lot of people don't do is create SOPs. Now, in an upcoming interview, I will be interviewing Steph Jones, and she will probably talk a lot about SOPs and having the systems that support your business. So yes, sattva.io is a system that can support your business. But if you don't have some of the supporting documents to support your business, you're going to be like shooting from the hip. Now, trust me when I say this, write down how you do everything. And that is important, because then when you do delegate, when you do bring someone in, you can give them a document that says, here's the voice of my brand. Here's how I write this kind of post. Here's what I do for this. Here are the exact steps for bringing someone into my CRM. Here are the exact steps for creating this type of post. Here are the exact steps for publishing my podcast. Here are the exact steps for how I close a sale. So then everything is documented, it can be delegated easily, and it can be deleted from your mind. the caveat is that you have to trust the people that you're putting in place. Now, to go back to the SOP, right, to bring this full circle, if you have things documented properly, you can then delegate properly, because now you can take that SOP and you could go to ChatGPT and say, create me a job description for someone to do this thing for me. And then you can go to the interwebs. You could go to Facebook. You could go to Instagram. You could go to Threads. You could go to LinkedIn, to Blue Sky, whatever platform you are on, and say, I'm looking for someone to fill this position. I have a job description. You can view it here, whatever. Email me, reply if you think you're a good fit. Now you are narrowing your pool from saying, I need a VA, and 100,000 VAs raise their hand. You're now saying, I need someone who has this specific skill set, who can do these things. Where is this person? It makes it much easier then to bring someone on. It makes it so much easier to understand what you're getting into, so that when you bring someone in who's going to do those things for you, you're not worried about whether this person is actually doing them or not. You can now trust that you are giving that person an appropriate job. You're giving them exactly what they need to do. And that is something that, as you're delegating, as you're documenting, as you're moving forward in your business, that is something that is invaluable for your business, especially when it comes to exiting. Now, I talked a little bit about exiting a business in the beginning of the episode, and I'm just going to bring it back and touch again on it because I think it's important. And if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I need an exit plan. I'm thinking about closing my business. I'm thinking about retiring. I'm thinking about moving on and starting a different business, but I don't want to completely drop the reins on the current business that I have. This is where, number one, I'd love to invite you to a call with me. I'll drop the link down in the show notes to get on a 30-minute call, because we can explore what systems you have, what systems you don't have, and what systems you might need to put into place. And when I say systems, think things like, you know, creating SOPs, like what does your CRM look like? What does your website look like? Where are things hosted? You know, is everything all over the place, or are things neat and tidy in one system that you can just hand over to someone else? Okay. So now if you're in that space, you're thinking of pivoting, but you know your business that you currently have is still viable. Writing down everything that you do, everything that you have people do for you, or everything that you want to be done for you. Those are incredibly important documents to have. Things that I wish I would have had when I was exiting the yoga studio. And I wish I would have had that, because it would have made the yoga studio so much more profitable to be able to sell. Now, my yoga studio that I owned, I did wind up closing it. So I still hold the LLC for it. I still hold, you know, the name, the DBA, all of that stuff for that. So if anyone wants to buy a yoga studio, but I still have all the assets is what I'm saying here. Now, do I wish I would have sold the studio? Yes and no. And that was something that at that point in my life, I wasn't ready to sell it. Now looking back, I kind of wish I would have sold it. So maybe that's in my future. I am not really sure, but I will say, if you are in the space where you're wanting to leave, having an exit plan is so important. And that's also something that we can talk about on that free 30-minute call is, you know, what does exiting look like? Do you have anyone close to you who would want to pick up the reins? Would you need to, you know, like what do you need to put into your business yet before it's ready to sell? Because it's not something people talk about. But I fully intend to have a few more podcast episodes about it because I think it's important to know. I think it's important to have that knowledge so that you can move forward and make your best informed decision for you, for your business, for your future. So if you have questions about anything that I've talked about today, make sure you send us an email or connect with us on our Instagram account. You can find us on LinkedIn or on Instagram at sattva.io. And let me know what resonated here. I read all of those messages and I'm the one responding to you for those messages. So thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. And, you know, if you enjoyed this episode, I would absolutely love it if you subscribed, left a review, and or shared it with another entrepreneur who is ready to build a better business. If you have been thinking about starting a podcast, this is something new that Sattva is launching, or you're ready to get consistent with the podcast you already have, I want you to check out the Podcast in a Box by sattva.io. So in Podcast in a Box, this is something where we will help you build the systems, the workflow, the content engine behind your podcast so that you can spend less time managing the processes and more time having great conversations like the ones we have on this podcast. And you can learn more at sattva.io/podcast. And you can go ahead and check it out. And until next time, keep building your business better. And I'll see you in the next episode.